This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, just a quick recap, the markets closed at two-month highs on Friday. Momentum from the FIIs continued, so FIIs were net buyers for the fourth consecutive session and net bought around 1,910 crores. DIIs were net sellers and net sold around 184-odd crores. March GST collections have come in at an all-time high, so that would definitely aid in terms of sentiment. It came in at around 1.42 lakh crore. Also, we have quarterly updates from companies trickling in. So, for example, HDFC Bank's advances were up 20.8% year-on-year for Q4. On the fringe, however, petrol and diesel prices continued to rise, so they've been hiked for the 12th time in the past 2 weeks. Globally, we have the US as well as the European markets, which ended higher. We have the US jobs data, which was strong and added around 4.3 lakh jobs for the month of March. Oil is conducive for us right now, so it's softened to around $103 to $104 per barrel. Remember that the US has announced a release of 1 million barrels per day of crude oil for 6 months from the month of May. Asia, largely mixed at this point, SGX indicating a bit of a softer start. Lot of cues this week, so RBI monetary policy, new COVID-19 cases in China to track, Russia-Ukraine crisis, as well as Q4 FY22 results start. They really start next week on the 11th of April, but nonetheless, the markets will start probably positioning themselves ahead of that. Well, those are a couple of cues to watch out for. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.